So how to successfully work on the SIBO issue, right? And restore the upper GI balance. From a dietary standpoint, you can do a temporary low FODMAP or specific carbohydrate diet, which can reduce symptoms temporarily by limiting these fermentable substrates. But you do want to start to reintroduce them because these are all very important food components for the large bowel and the trillions of microbes there and all of the things that they convert these two types of foods into, including things like short chain fatty acids and urolithins and enzymes and so on, right? So if you do a dietary adjustment like a low FODMAP or specific carbohydrate, you would only want to do it temporarily. You can reintroduce fiber slowly after initial relief, add in prebiotic-rich foods, and slowly avoid feeding unwanted bacteria by using oligosaccharides as prebiotics. So oligosaccharides are things like phosphructo-oligosaccharides, GOS-galacto-oligosaccharides, XOS, which is a xylo-oligosaccharide. Those are all fibers and prebiotics that specifically feed genres of good bacteria. So you know you're not going to be feeding the SIBO-related overgrowth in the small bowel the same way while you're still getting improvements in fiber. So for SIBO, I always recommend MegaGuard because you have to start with addressing HCL issues, bile issues, gastric emptying issues, and motility issues in the stomach itself in order to start to address SIBO. So you need digestive and bile support. With the low FODMAP diet, you add in MegaGuard, and then you can add an HCL guard as well if there's a stomach acid issue, which it likely is, because the HCL guard actually has the hydrochloric acid in it as well. Thudka is another thing that can support because, of course, bile flow is really important. And then for improved motility, MegaGuard also improves motility with the artichoke extract that's in there. Intermittent fasting can help you improve motility because you're providing adequate time from in between meals that can upregulate the fasting signaling or the cleansing wave, if you will, the migrating martyr complex and the peristaltic activity. The neurological activation as a result of fasting can be beneficial. And again, meal hygiene, so important, right? In this case, chew your food thoroughly is really important because if you don't chew your food thoroughly, you're going to absorb or take in a lot of air with your food that's going to bloat and create more issues within your system. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to create that artificial bloat and insemination when you have that too much air in your system. And then ginger. Ginger is known as a prokinetic. It can really help stimulate the MMC. And then activating the vagus nerve is also important. So everything we talked about in the early stages, all the stuff for gastroparesis, hydrochloric acid issues, right? So low hydrochloric acid versus hyper, which really doesn't exist that much. And then gastroparesis, all of those things that we talked about are all things that become important in SIBO. And then with further, we want to try to neutralize and control the overgrowing bacteria in the small bowel. You can use short-term antimicrobials, so you can use herbal antimicrobials if you wish, but that shouldn't be a long-term solution. You want to go with things that don't harm the beneficial bacteria, like using something like HU58, which is a bacillus spore that competes against the small bowel overgrowing gram-negative bacteria. And then the mega-IgG, which is an immunoglobulin that can bind to these bacteria and bind to their toxins, the LPS, for example, that reduces the negative impact of SIBO. So I would be looking at things like MegaGuard, HCL guard, digestive bitters, intermittent fasting, maybe go low FODMAP for a period of time, but add in mega-IgG and HU58. These are the types of things I would be looking at for SIBO. And most people simply do a very restrictive diet and strong antimicrobials or strong antibiotics, right? And it just doesn't help at all.